Is there any problem with your mobile, sir? The landline?
There was
some problem with the mobile then, right? Okay, what you can see, do you press Windows and the letter R key?
This white window keeps coming up over the top of the blue one.
Okay, wait. I just want you to don't touch your computer, sir. Let me, our server help you to show that what is the problem happened, okay? Wait for a second. If you can see any changes in the computer, please let me know, okay?
The damn Windows suspended security. Windows
okay, no need to worry about that, sir. Please don't touch your computer, okay? Our server will help you to get to see that from where these frauds are coming, okay? And what are the error and warning messages we received from your computer that the reason your computer has blocked. So just wait for a second. If you can see any changes, please let me know, okay?
This page overview and summary, is that what you wanted? It's just come up on its own.
Yes, the server will help you to see automatically. Let me tell you, sir, from your computer, you will get to see that the administrative page was open, and you can see the warning and error messages. Do you see that? You will get to see something which says label, date and time, source, event ID, task category. Label, what type of label, what type of category, what type of warning and error messages you received. It is going to show you what is the date and the time. What time you received that, what is the source. You can see that, okay? So you will get to see the warning and error messages which we detected, like your computer has detected, and as your following details is going to be compromised by those fraudsters, we need to simply go ahead and block all those viruses, and we need to provide you the security for whatever the activities you do with the help of this computer. Do you understand that, sir?
Yeah, I think so.
So, first of all, what we need to do, as you are telling me, you do all of the activities, first of all, we need to go ahead and secure all of your details. So, if you can see the small run box came up on the screen again, I want you to remove whatever you try, whatever is hidden there, okay? Press Windows and the letter R key one more time.
I'm sorry, you're talking a bit too fast for me to pick up. I'm pretty old.
Okay. What, as you can understand, there were lots of error and warning messages coming on your computer because there were lots of viruses we found on your computer, right? So whatever the activities you do with the help of this computer right now, it's not safe and secure. So we need to go ahead and activate a security for you. So will you please do one thing? Press Windows and the letter R key. Windows and the letter R.
Windows and R.
Yes.
Your old apps
page. Yes. You need to press Windows and the letter R key both at the same time, okay?
Sorry, what was that?
Windows and the letter R key. Windows and the letter R.
Yeah.
Now, what you can see, do you see a small run box came up on the screen where you can see something is written there? Event viewer, delete that. Remove that.
I've got a text box that says run and open event.
Remove that. Now type here www.google.com.
AnyDesk.com, is it?
No, Google.com. Google.com. Yes.
Mm-hmm. platform. Press enter. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Google page opened up.
Now, first of all, we are just going to provide you the security one by one or to all of your activities which you do with the help of this computer. So, Mr. Warren, will you please let me know for which activity you want to get secure first? Your email, your Facebook, your banking, which activity you would like to get secure first?
There's a box that opens up here. It says there's new security recommendations. Complete the recommendations.
Click on no thanks. Click on no thanks. Click on no thanks.
No.
Click on no thanks. Click on that.
Sorry, what are you saying?
Click on no thanks. Click on that.
Oh, no. Right,
now, will you please let me know, Mr. Warren, which activity you want to secure first? You want to secure your email first, or your Facebook, or your banking? Which one you want to secure first?
You better make banking most secure.
So, without telling me anything over the phone on the Google, you need to type your banking name and give a click on search. And I just want you to go ahead and check that. Do you find any unauthorized transaction which was made from your banking or not? And then please let me know so we can go ahead and run the security, okay? So do you see a search panel where you can type something? Do you see that?
I just got the Google page open.
Yes, on the middle of the screen you can see a small magnifying glass, right? Click on that, a white box where you can type something.
What was that again?
Okay, do you see google.com? Do you see that? Do you see that?
No. Hang on.
Okay.
Up the top I've got Google.
Yes, yes. Click on that. google.com. Click on that.
Behind that I've got security code. Behind that's Facebook.
No, wait. Don't touch your computer. Wait. Please don't touch your computer. Do you see that the cursor is blinking right now?
Yes.
Just with the help. Now, you just need to do it from your side. Type your bank name there, okay? And search for that. Type your bank name.
Would you say the name of the bank?
Yes. You're right, Mr. Warren. Click on that. Type there.
No, hang on. You've got me confused there. You want me to type in my bank account?
Yes. Normally, how you go ahead and log into your bank, you need to do the same thing, Mr. Warren, okay?
Okay.
I'm just holding the line for you. And make sure you're not telling me anything over the phone, because this call is recorded for quality and training purpose.
Yeah, want me to push enter on that one?
Yes, sir. Normally, how you'd go ahead and log in that, do the same thing.
On that, then I click on login.
Okay, click on that.
Okay, the login to contact box come up. They want client ID. You want that?
Yeah. No, you don't need to give me, sir. Normally, how you'll go ahead and log into your online banking, you need to do the same thing without telling me anything over the phone, okay? And just go ahead and check that. Do you see any transaction was made with any unauthorized transaction which you don't identify? You just need to go ahead and check that.
Sorry, I lost that bit. There's a box open for the client ID.
Do you know your client ID and the password? Do you know that?
Yes.
So normally how you log into your bank, You need to do the same thing. You don't need to tell me anything over the phone. Just put your client ID from your side and put the password and then give a click on login, okay?
I'm a bit nervous about putting this in.
You are putting on your computer on your side, okay, without telling me anything over the phone. I don't know why you are worrying about that, okay? We're just activating the security in order to block all those viruses, okay?
Yeah, well, it's open in ComSec.
And I do believe that ComSec is a trading and a trading application, right? I just want you to go ahead and log into your banking, okay?
I'm logged into the bank account, ComSec.
Okay. Not a problem. So what is the exact thing you can see on your computer right now?
It's the home page, the bank home page. The scan's border on the right, find out those.
And on the very top, do you see where you can see ComSec? On the very top, do you see NetBank? If you can see that, click on that. If you can see that, NetBank.
No, it's not.
On the very top left hand corner, you can see NetBank. Do you see that? NetBank. Do you see that? Do you see that?